Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
There's a concrete pipe that drains stormwater runoff next to our backyard. When we get a lot of rain, I'm amazed at the gunk that comes out of that pipe. As stormwater flows over the land, it picks up all kinds of contaminants. Research shows that drinking water wells inundated with stormwater runoff are likely to be contaminated with bacteria and other pollutants. Sharon Skipton is a retired water quality educator at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. She says the best way to tell if your well is at risk is to pay attention when it rains.
What we recommend is for a person to go out into their yard during a heavy rain event, not when it's lightning, of course, because that would be dangerous, and just watch the flow. Watch to see how much rainwater flows across the property, what direction it flows, does it flow toward the well. If it is flowing toward and over the well, that's when we're concerned.
The runoff shouldn't come any closer than 10 feet of the well. If you find the stormwater is too close, Skipton says there are a number of things you can do. Direct downspouts into a grassy area away from the well or into a rain barrel to use later. You can also reduce the flow to minimize the runoff.
Using gravel or rock or bricks or wood chips for their walkways, their patios, instead of using solid paving. And then the moisture will soak in. They can landscape to slow the flow of runoff. They can provide areas where water can soak in, areas like rain gardens. They can grade the yard to direct the runoff away from the well.
Also be sure the well casing extends above the ground by at least a foot and the casing and cap are watertight. Learn more about protecting your well at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. FBI Director Christopher Wray says there is no more time to waste. Congress needs to act now to reauthorize FISA, the law giving spy agencies the ability to listen in on the communications of foreign nationals overseas without a warrant.
It is critical in securing our nation, and we are in crunch time with our 702 authority set to expire next week.
Now, this week, 19 Republicans broke with their party to prevent the bill from coming up for a vote. Today, another vote is scheduled in the House. Baseball star Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter and best friend expected to turn himself in today on charges that he stole $16 million from Ohtani to fund his gambling habit. Vice President Harris, visiting Arizona today, expected to say that former President Donald Trump is to blame for the state Supreme Court move upholding an 1864 law against almost all abortions. This is ABC News. Pope Francis has some big travel plans. The Vatican now says he will set off on what will be the longest trip of his papacy in September, visiting Indonesia, East Timor, Papua New Guinea, and Singapore. The 87-year-old Pope has been battling ill health and has been using a wheelchair because of a bad knee. Nearly 300,000 Americans will start getting the notices this morning. Even more of their student debt is being wiped out.
The Biden administration says they'll be wiping away nearly $7.5 billion in debt. It affects people enrolled in the SAVE plan, income-driven repayment plans, and public loan forgiveness plans. Emails are being sent out today to those affected. So far, the Biden administration says they've provided debt relief to more than 4 million Americans. The president says he will never stop working to cancel student debt. Perry Russum, ABC News, Washington.
And a relatively close call from an asteroid. It came closer to the Earth than many of the satellites that handle your GPS. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right, or it's printed again, free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. We'll get to 59 this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25. Clear tonight, 35 tomorrow. Kicking off a great weekend with sunshine, 73 on Sunday. Mostly sunny with a high of 74. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. There'll be an open seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court next year. Justice Ann Walsh Bradley announced she'll step down at the end of her term. That seat held by the liberal justice will be up for grabs next April after liberals won a 4-3 majority on the court a year ago. Bradley is the court's longest-serving justice. Two Rivers Police Chief Ben Meinert says the focus of the search for missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu remains on Two Rivers and Manitowoc County. It's been more than 50 days since the toddler went missing. The next coordinated search for the boy is scheduled for Saturday morning. And marriage is making a slight comeback in Wisconsin. Data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services shows that the state's marriage rate is returning to a pre-pandemic level, though COVID-19 intensified a decline, with marriage rates hitting 50-year lows. Recent data shows an upward trend in marriages since then. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-Frame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hickswood Post-Frame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hickswood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hickswood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Good morning. It's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durant, Sunstrom and Company, your local tax experts, Durant, Anabis Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealers, Durant, Prime Realty of Durant, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com, and Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. The city of Mondovi is starting to plan for a new fire station. During this week's council meeting, the council did agree to start the process at looking at what would be needed for a new fire station. Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss says the fire department has outgrown the current station.
The department has outgrown their existing facility. They have some of the firefighting apparatuses that are not housed at the fire department, which, you know, is a logistical nightmare in an emergency call. So what we want to do is just move forward with preparing a plan and doing an analysis on where a department could be located, if it's the existing location or a new location. And this is a long-term goal.
One possible location for the new fire station would be the new industrial park on the west side of town. The Pepin County Health Department has developed the Pepin County Together program to address community needs and issues. Pepin County Health Officer Heidi Stewart says three main issues that were identified as important by the community.
The top vote getter was mental health. Second was chronic disease prevention and management. And then third was water quality. So at this time, the health department, through this Pepin County Together Community Health Improvement, is working on all of those priorities.
The Pepin County Together program will be hosting a community event on Tuesday at 5:30 with the Durand, Arkansas and Pepin School Districts that will be held at Durand, Arkansas High School. Governor Evers is going on the air to ding Republicans for not giving him $15 million for Western Wisconsin hospitals. The governor used his weekly radio address yesterday to bash Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee for not releasing the emergency funding that the governor signed off on weeks ago. Republicans approved that money to go to hospitals in the Chippewa Valley and to replace the emergency room services that disappeared when HSHS closed its hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The governor changed that plan and instead wants to let other hospitals in the area spend that money on other services. The governor says the standoff is, quote, breathtaking, unquote. Wisconsin State Superintendent of Schools is calling the latest look at the state teacher shortage a crisis. The Department of Public Instruction released a report yesterday that said 40% of new teachers don't last 6 years in the classroom, and 30% of wannabe teachers never even make it to a classroom. Superintendent Jill Utterly says Wisconsin's teacher shortage is most desperate when it comes to special education teachers. Utterly is blaming Act 10, which changed how teachers can negotiate for their salaries and benefits more than a decade ago. DPI's report comes at the same time as another look at Wisconsin's teaching landscape that said Act 10 saved taxpayers billions of dollars and actually paid high-performing teachers in the state more. Minnesota farmers are hoping their income will rebound after a huge drop last year. An analysis by the University of Minnesota Extension shows average net income for state farmers dropped by more than 75% in 2023. Analysts say higher production expenses and lower market prices for farm goods and some types of livestock led to the decline. Many Minnesota farmers are reportedly expecting even worse results when they go to market later this year. You're listening to WRDN News.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Test drive a Coyote tractor or Toro zero-turn mower during the Ride and Drive event, April 12th and 13th at Anabis Silo. Take a test drive of the 22 to 60 horsepower Coyote tractors and learn how they could help you dig some dirt on your property. Test drive the latest Toro zero-turn mowers. They'll keep your lawn looking its best. It's the Coyote Tractor Toro zero-turn mower Ride and Drive event, April 12th and 13th at Anabis Silo, Highway 25, Durand. The verdict was guilty in the Apple River stabbing death trial in Hudson. 54-year-old Nicole Mu was accused of stabbing five people and killing a teenager in July of 2022 on the Apple River during a confrontation. Mu claims the group was confrontational and he feared for his safety, but the jury didn't buy in, finding him guilty of reckless homicide. Mu's sentencing will take place at a later time. Wisconsin cities received $106 million for the second quarterly transportation project payment of 2024. Governor Evers says the money will go towards general transportation, connecting highways, and expressway policing aids.
Local governments will receive more than $536 million total throughout the year. It's the largest amount of funding the program has received in state history. Marriage is making a slight comeback in Wisconsin. Data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services shows that the state's marriage rate, which had been steadily declining since 1980, is returning to pre-pandemic levels. Though COVID-19 intensified a decline, with marriage rates hitting a 50-year low in 2020, with just 2.1 Wisconsinites per 1,000 getting married, recent data shows an upward trend in marriages since then. The state's divorce rate has gone down as well. Despite that, the marriage rate is still far below the all-time peak of 12.2 per 1,000 marrying during the mid-1940s. Local leaders in Wausau say they're thankful and ready for new federal rules on PFAS chemicals. The Biden administration unveiled new standards for the so-called forever chemicals, and they are much lower than the standards in Wisconsin. Wausau is building a PFAS treatment center at its water treatment plant, and Mayor Katie Rosenberg says that turned out to be a great decision. She says there's no way they could meet the new lower threshold without the new treatment facility. Doctors say one of the suspects in the Slender Man stabbing is not ready to leave Wisconsin State Mental Hospital. In 2014, Morgan Geiser and a friend, both 12 years old, were arrested after stabbing their friend, also 19 times. Geiser, who was later diagnosed with schizophrenia, believed the girls were appeasing the fictional character Slender Man. The victim survived, and Geiser and a friend were forced to undergo psychiatric treatment. Geiser was in court to request to be discharged from the hospital, but doctors disagreed. You're listening to WRDN News.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location, next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
A deadlocked race for a Rock County board seat was settled with a red solo cup. Canvassing earlier this week showed a 190-190 tie April 2nd between Lori Marshall and Brandon Buchanan. County Clerk Lisa Tollefson says the winning name was drawn from a red solo cup. State election law requires that a tie between the candidates, a winner must be chosen at random. In this case, it was Marshall. Tollefson says Buchanan is seeking a recount, but she thinks the tie vote will hold. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand. And online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
One of the NBA's top big men is expected to return to the hardwood prior to the start of the postseason. ESPN is reporting that Minnesota Timberwolves star Karl-Anthony Towns is expected to play in tonight's game against the Atlanta Hawks. The 28-year-old has not played since suffering a torn meniscus in his left knee March 4th. Tonight's game tips off at 7 o'clock. The series opener between the Twins and Tigers were rained out last night. The game will be made up Saturday afternoon as part of a straight doubleheader. Game two will start about 40 minutes after the conclusion of the makeup game. Now tonight, the game will begin at 5:40 with Pablo Lopez on the mound for Minnesota. The Minnesota Wild will continue their five-game road trip with a contest against the Vegas Golden Knights tonight. Minnesota was eliminated from playoff contention following the 5-2 loss to the Avalanche Tuesday night. Tonight's game begins at 9 o'clock. High school baseball yesterday on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. In the Dairyland Conference yesterday, Blair Taylor defeated Luther 7-6. Dunn-St. Croix Conference Baseball, Boyceville over Durand, Arkansas 14-10. Spring Valley over Glenwood City 11-5. Mondovi defeats Plum City Elmwood 8-0. Middle Border Conference, Altoona over Ellsworth 9-8. High school softball yesterday on the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard in the Dairyland Conference. Cochran Fountain City over Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran 2-1. Meanwhile, in the Dunn-St. Croix, Mondovi defeats Elmwood Plum City 11-0. Boyceville over Durand, Arkansas 10-6. And in the Middle Border Conference, Altoona over Osceola 18-0. On the schedule today in high school baseball in the Dairyland Conference, Augusta at Blair Taylor, Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran at Cochran Fountain City, Melrose Mendora hosting Independence Gilmanton, Pepin Alma at Alma Center Lincoln, Whitehall at Oliva Strum. Dunn-St. Croix Conference baseball today, Colfax at Elk Mound, Spring Valley hosting Somerset. Bruce travels to Boyceville. In the Middle Border Conference, Somerset at Spring Valley, Ellsworth at Luck Frederick, Baldwin Woodville hosting New Richmond, Osceola at Grantsburg, Sparta will play at Altoona, Amory hosting Webster. Girls softball in the Dairyland Conference today, Pepin Alma at Alma Center Lincoln, Melrose Mendoro hosting Independence Gilmanton. Dunn-St. Croix Conference softball, Colfax at Elk Mound, Boyceville hosting Bruce, Spring Valley at Unity. And in the Middle Border Conference, Hudson at Ellsworth, Prescott hosting River Falls, Webster at Somerset, Fall Creek travels to Altoona, and Grantsburg is hosting Prescott. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on our website at realcountry1430.com/sports.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court. Thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Risen, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The Brewers open a 3-game weekend series in Baltimore against the Orioles tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Freddie Peralta gets the nod for the Brewers, who were rained out yesterday in their series finale in Cincinnati. First pitch time set for 6:05 on Apple TV tonight. The Bucks have 2 games left in the NBA's regular season, both on the road. They're at Oklahoma City tonight, then close things out at Orlando on Sunday. Tyler Kolek and Oso Igadaro both opted for the NBA draft, but Marquette will not be losing Cam Jones. Jones stated on social media yesterday that he would be returning for his senior season. He will enter his final season just under 600 points behind Jarrell McNeil for number 2 on the all-time scoring list. Purdue center Zach Edey's sweep of national honors continued this week when he was selected the John R. Wooden Award winner as the best men's college basketball player. He's the second 2-time winner of the award. Virginia's Ralph Sampson won it in 1982 and 1983. Bryson DeChambeau sits atop the leaderboard at the Masters, which saw its opening round suspended by darkness yesterday. Tournament delayed 2.5 hours at the start by inclement weather. DeChambeau shot a 7-under-65, has a 1-shot lead on tournament favorite Scottie Scheffler. The Packers tailgate tour winding down, but Kenny Clark likes to use this opportunity to deliver his message to kids. Clark grew up in San Bernardino, California, rated by the FBI as the most dangerous city in California.
You know, we all come from different backgrounds and all face our adversity, and at the end of the day, you know, you got to persevere and push through it. You know, it's something that we all done been through, and we're just trying to just give that same game and get that same those same messages that we learned along the way to these kids. You know, everybody needs to hear that, and if you're helping one person, it's a lot.
And after 30 years of taking care of the Packers' uniform and equipment needs, Gordon Red Batty has announced his retirement. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
To win in basketball takes a can-do spirit. So shave with Barbasol and inspire your team. Raise that red, white, and blue can and yell, "We can do this." If it doesn't work, you still got a great shave. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Longing for thick, healthy, gorgeous hair? Hair Volume from New Nordic is trusted by millions of women around the world. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, Hair Volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier-looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair, and hello to thick, healthy hair with Hair Volume. Hair Volume is available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
Replace your worn-out brakes and save now on Brake Best Select. Brake Best Select Pro are import direct brake pads and rotors only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Forecast for today, a sunshine breezy. We'll have highs upper 50s to near 60, northwest winds at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear, lows mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer, highs mid-70s. And for Sunday, sunshine, highs low 70s. Currently across the region, we do have sunshine. Pepin, Lake City, Wabasha, and Nelson are at 45. Mondovi, 44. Plum City and O'Galley, 42. Here at WRDN, we do have sunshine, 44, with Jason Aldean. And try that in a small town. It's 725.
Sucker punched somebody on a sidewalk. Carjacking old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face. Stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough. Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't try that in a small town. Got a gun that my granddad gave me. They say one day they're gonna round up. Well, all that might fly in the city. Good luck, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't try that in a small town. Full of good old boys.
red ants marching into the night. They disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, and plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows, where the green grass grows. A map dot, a stop sign on a black top. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. And there's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows, where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, and plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
Keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Taking off your makeup.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Rascal Flatts, Fast Cars and Freedom. 7:36, a good Friday morning. I'm Brian Winnekins, and coming up next hour, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, you can give us a call, 715-672-8989, or visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM, and you'll be able to send us a message that way as well. Also, during the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk with Adam Brock with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. We'll do that at about 9:10. Of course, you've probably heard in the news, the avian influenza has been detected in dairy cattle in 8 or 9 states now. well, there's nothing to worry about, all right? Nothing to see here. We're going to talk with Adam about that, with milk safety and cheese safety and all of that. It's all okay. And we're going to talk with Adam more about that here coming up at about 9:10 this morning. Oh, by the way, it's National Grilled Cheese Day today, too. So have yourself a grilled cheese sandwich at Pepin County Dairy Promotion. It's going to be over at Durand, Arkansas School today, helping out with serving grilled cheese sandwiches for school lunch. Oh, I'm going to have to sneak over there. Wonder if I can pretend I'm a student. Just so I can get lunch. I'll have to try that once. We'll see what happens with that. But So the kid's going to be having some grilled cheese sandwiches and more over at Durand, Arkansas High School today, as it is National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. Mm-mm-mm. That's one of the best parts of World Dairy Expo. They always have the grilled cheese sandwiches, and the lines go forever, too. It's just like, wow. But got to get there early for that. Let's see what else is going on. Tomorrow morning, bright and early. Ugh. I don't like these early flights at 5:35 a.m. Wheels up from RST, Rochester International Airport, as we're heading to the National Association of Broadcasting Convention. Yes, it's always in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. 70,000 broadcasters are showing up. Boy, that's a dangerous thing right there. So we'll be heading out to that to bright and early tomorrow morning through Wednesday. Engineer Greg is going to be there as well. He's not only does he do our engineering here at the station, but he's also a lead, longtime member of the Society of Broadcast Engineers, and he's actually teaching. That's why I got to go so early. He's teaching a class on RF radio frequencies, especially on the AM side and that sort of thing. And he wants me there because we broadcast in AM stereo. And he wants me there to answer questions, this, that, and the other thing from a station personnel standpoint as well for all of the engineers there. But if you want to hear how AM radio can really actually sound and how it should sound in your new vehicle, that $70,000 vehicle that's got that really cool quote-unquote infotainment center, looks all cute and neat and all these nice bells and whistles, and the radio sounds terrible. That's because they put garbage in on the insides, and they don't also make it work the way it could. But if you want to hear how AM radio can and should sound in your vehicle, just go to our website at realcountry1430.com. When you listen to our streaming audio, that's actually an AM radio you're listening to. And you'll be like, what? Why doesn't my $70,000 vehicle's radio sound like that's intentional from the car companies? That's why we got to keep the pressure up on the car companies. But I'll be with Engineer Greg here. Thankfully, I'm just going to be to answer questions. I'm not teaching anything because I'm a terrible teacher.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
For 5 generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine, breezy highs, upper 50s, northwest winds at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear lows, mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny and warm, highs mid-70s. And for Sunday, mostly sunny highs once again in the 70s. Sunshine across the region this morning. Pepin, Lake City, Wabasha, Nelson 45, Mondovi 44, Plum City and Nogales 42. Here at WRDN, sunshine 45. With Alan Jackson and Jimmy Buffett, and it's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's 7:42.
The sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. Getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Well, this lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Pour myself in a cab and be back to work before 2. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right, well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay, well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys, I got it.
All right, well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
just how my life is. That's how it
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Off of my feet. I'm not a man of many words, so I'll make this short and sweet. Could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? Yeah, take a chance, slow dance, make a little romance, honey, it'll be alright. Girl, you got me wishing we were hugging and a kissing and a holding each other tight. If I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? I'm not trying to come on like some rhinestone Romeo. I'm looking for a whole lot more than a one-night rodeo. What can I do to prove to you I'm laying it on the line? I'll even get down on my beg you one more time. Yeah, could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? Yeah, take a chance, slow dance, make a little romance, honey, it'll be alright. Girl, you got me wishing we were hugging and a kissing and a holding each other tight. So could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? Ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. John Michael Montgomery, Be My Baby Tonight, 752. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the Arkansas Fur Fishing Game Club's Youth Turkey Hunt Contest is Saturday and Sunday. That'll be at the Arkansas Community Center. Weigh-in times are 9 to 11 a.m. and 8 to 9 p.m. both days. The youth must be with the turkey at weigh-in. Call John Kelton. That's 495-5577, 495-5577 for more information on that. What's the best roadside attraction in the United States? Lucy the Elephant, apparently, or at least is in the running. The structure in Margaret, New Jersey, is competing against 18 other landmarks, including a towering Dalmatian fire hydrant in Texas. Now, the 142-year-old Jersey Shore icon stands six stories high and houses a museum. USA Today is taking a poll on that, and you can vote up until May 6th. The top 10 winners will be announced on May 15th. What's the top roadside attraction in the United States? Wow. That's going to be a tough one there. And, you know, okay, that's a statue. But boy, there's some good roadside attractions that are, you know, restaurants or, this, that, and the other thing. I mean, that's going to be a tough one for me. I'm going to have to check that out.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chent Fitzsmith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chent Fitzsmith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
These old boots still got a lot of ground. They ain't covered yet. There's at least another million miles under these old bus treads. So if you think I'm gonna settle down, I've got news for you. I still got a lot of leaving left to do. And as long there's a song left in this old guitar, this life I'm bound to live ain't for the faint of heart. So you won't fall for me, you know what's good for you. 'Cause I still got a long shot gamble. you might be an angel, so I won't lie. I could love you like the devil if you wanted me to tonight. And we could talk about forever for a day or two, but I still got